Verse 9.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُم بِمُؤْمِنِينَ.
And of the people, there are some who say, "We believe in Allah and the last day," while they are not believers at all. Footnote 28. Only God and the last day are mentioned, other Islamic beliefs being left out, because God and the last day are respectively the first and the last items in the Islamic formula of faith, and a profession of belief in them ipso facto implies profession of belief in the other items. Elsewhere, the Quran states that belief in the last day implies belief in angels as well as in the divine books. Chapter 6, verse 93.
Verse 10.
يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
They would deceive Allah and those who believe, but they deceive none but themselves, only they perceive it not. Footnote 29. Khada'ahu means he sought or desired to deceive him, but did not succeed in his attempt. Khada'ahu means he succeeded in his attempt to deceive him. He forsook him or it. Baqa. The former word is used about a man when he has not attained his desire, and the latter when he has attained it. Lane.
Verse 11.
في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون.
In their hearts was a disease, so Allah has increased their disease, and for them is a grievous punishment because they lied. Footnote 30. God has shown so many signs in support of Islam, and it has become gradually so powerful that the hypocrites have become more and more afraid of Muslims and have consequently grown in their hypocrisy.
Verse 12.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ.
And when it is said to them, "Create not disorder in the earth," they say, "We are only promoters of peace."
Verse 13.
أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
Beware, it is surely they who create disorder, but they do not perceive it.
Verse 14.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
And when it is said to them, "Believe as other people have believed," they say, "Shall we believe as the fools have believed?" Remember, it is surely they that are the fools, but they do not know. Footnote 31. The hypocrites regarded the Muslims as a pack of fools in that they suffered, as the hypocrites thought, useless sacrifice of life and property for a lost cause. They themselves are fools, says the verse, as the cause of Islam is destined to make progress and to prosper.
وَإِذَا
لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ
And when they meet those who believe, they say, We believe. But when they are alone with their ringleaders, they say, We are certainly with you. We were only mocking. Footnote 32. Shayateen means ringleaders. Ibn Abbas, Ibn Masud, Qatada and Mujahid. The Holy Prophet is reported to have said, A single rider is a shaitan. A pair of riders is also a pair of shaitans. But three riders are a body of riders. Dawud. The tradition lends support to the view that shaitan does not necessarily mean a devil.
Verse 16.
Allahu yastahzi'u bihim wa yamudduhum fi tughyanihim ya'mahoon.
Allah will punish their mockery and will let them continue in their transgression, wandering blindly. Footnote 33. Yastahzi'u bihim means will punish them. In Arabic, punishment for an evil deed is sometimes denoted by the word used for the evil itself. The penalty for an evil deed is an evil the like thereof. Chapter 42, verse 41. The famous Arab poet Amr bin Kulthum says, Ala la yajhalan ahadan alayna, fa najhal fawqa jahlal jahilina. I.e., beware, none should dare employ ignorance against us, or we will show greater ignorance, i.e., we will avenge his ignorance. Mu'allaqat. Footnote 33a. The words do not mean that God grants the hypocrites respite to let them increase in their transgression. Such a meaning is contradicted by chapter 35, verse 38, where it is stated that God grants disbelievers respite that they should reform themselves. Footnote 34. Umyun is the plural of A'ma, which is derived from Al-A'ma. Al-A'ma means mental blindness, and Al-A'ma means both mental and physical blindness. Akrab.
Verse 17.
أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَىٰ فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ
These are they who have bartered away guidance for error. But their traffic has brought them no gain, nor are they rightly guided. Footnote 35. 1. They have given up guidance and taken error instead. 2. Both guidance and error were offered to them, but they preferred error and refused guidance.
Verse 18.
مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون
Their case is like the case of a person who kindled a fire. And when it lighted up all around him, Allah took away their light and left them in thick darkness. They see not. Footnote 36. The word fire is sometimes used for war. The kindler of fire in the verse may signify either the hypocrites who conspired with disbelievers to wage war against Islam, or the Holy Prophet, who under God's command kindled a divine light. He is reported to have said, "My example is like that of a person who kindles a fire." Bukhari. Footnote 37. The expression signifies that the hypocrites fomented wars in order to re-establish their lost influence, but the actual result of these wars was the exposure of their hypocrisy and their consequent confusion and perplexity. The word zulumat has always been used in the Quran in the plural, signifying moral and spiritual darkness. Sin and vice never exist in isolation. One vice attracts another, and one misfortune draws another. The meaning is that the hypocrites are overtaken by manifold dangers and calamities.
Verse 19.
صُمٌّ بُكْمٌ عُمْيٌ فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ.
They are deaf, dumb, and blind, so they will not return. Footnote 38. As they turned a deaf ear to the Prophet's admonition and did not express their doubts to have them dispelled and had become insensitive to the progress that Islam was making before their very eyes, they are spoken of as deaf, dumb, and blind.
Verse 20.
أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت. وَاللَّهُ مُحِيطٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ.
Or it is like a heavy rain from the clouds, wherein is thick darkness and thunder and lightning. They put their fingers into their ears because of the thunderclaps for fear of death. And Allah encompasses the disbelievers. Footnote 39. Sama means anything which hangs overhead and gives shade, the sky or the heaven, a cloud or clouds. Lane. Footnote 40. This and the preceding verses refer to two classes of hypocrites. Number one, disbelievers who posed as Muslims, and number two, believers bad in faith and worse in works, with leaning towards disbelief. The purport of the verse seems to be that the condition of the latter class of hypocrites is like that of those timorous people who at a mere shower of rain with thunder and lightning become alarmed and fail to benefit by it.
Verse 21.
يكاد البرق يخطف أبصارهم كلما أضاء لهم مشوا فيه وإذا أظلم عليهم قاموا ولو شاء الله لذهب بسمعهم وأبصارهم. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
The lightning might well nigh snatch away their sight. Whenever it shines upon them, they walk therein, and when it becomes dark to them, they stand still. And if Allah had so willed, He could take away their hearing and their sight. Surely, Allah has the power to do all that He wills. Footnote 41. The hypocrites, described as weak believers, are very near to losing their sight. They have not actually lost it, but if they are repeatedly confronted with situations demanding courage and sacrifice, symbolized by lightning and thunder, they are very likely to lose it, their faith. But the mercy of God has so ordained that lightning is not always accompanied by thunderbolt. Often it is only a brilliant flash which lifts the veil of darkness and helps the wayfarer to move on. In case Islam seems to make progress, these hypocrites make common cause with the Muslims. But when lightning is accompanied by thunder, i.e. when the situation demands sacrifice of life or property, the world becomes dark to them. They become dumbfounded and stand still, refusing to move on with the faithful. Footnote 41a. Shay signifies that which is willed or desired.